That was Natalie Imbruglia with Torn on Nova 103.5. It is time for the business journey brought to you by Fly Namibia. We rise by lifting others. Today, I'm speaking to Mark Stanton from Two Beards Coffee in Swakopmund. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you? How's the coast? It's supposed to be not chilly today. I suppose normal for you guys.
We've actually got some beautiful sunshine out. It looks like spring has finally arrived. So, yeah, we are most grateful for the weather. Hopefully it warms up a bit too.
Okay. So let's start right at the beginning then on this business journey. How did Two Beards come about?
Oh, well, yeah. So my dad's been hugely passionate about coffee since the early 1970s. When he was a young man frequenting Weckenfucht's cafe bar in the center of Windhoek. Uh-huh. He was working at Shell at the time. All through life, I remember right growing up that Dad was nuts about coffee. He was looking at an early retirement project. And a good friend of him was Alan Norton Davis from Neuras. And Alan said to him, have something to do on day one. So Roy took that advice to heart. And for about 5 years, he was planning his coffee roasting journey. Was doing different training courses and bought himself a little roaster and was roasting from home. And then he started roasting coffee and was trading his fractured beans at the time, supplying a couple of coffee shops, Bojo's, the Hanzo Hotel, the like, and a few friends. And then I was looking at getting out the corporate world and was actually taking a position internationally, which would have me at home for about 3 weeks a year. Family life, we're quite close as a family, so that didn't really fit too well. One day the old man actually hurt his back and I was doing some roasting for him, and we decided that this is something that we could do together. That was 8 years ago now.
Sure. Okay. So what were some of the challenges then that you faced, when you started off?
It's small business, right? Yeah. Any small business has growing pains. It's you want to start your own business. It's about putting the hours in. It takes a long time for the any financial reward to start to come back. So yeah, there's a bit of hard graft that goes into the whole process. It's managing that. It's knowing what your end goal is and where you're going for. So then you start to realize that this is actually working, and that's probably one of the other challenges that you kind of don't really focus on yourself, is that you actually do have worth. You don't have to give your first few batches of coffee away for free. You may sell it. all those things, you just slowly grow. I think the other thing is that we grew organically. So you get to thresholds where your production capacity is slightly stretched compared to what your requirements are. But you kind of do some roasting through the night and that type of thing, just to make sure that you really can justify the new roasting equipment that's coming in or the extra staff that are coming on board. But yeah, those are wonderful challenges to have, because it means business is growing. It's been a wonderful journey. Yep.
So talking about those thresholds, as you grew, did you find that actually getting bigger brought new or different challenges? Is there a point maybe you've already hit it, or where you say this big and no bigger?
That's a very valid question, and very true to where we are at the moment. We've always had our finite number in mind since day one, and we're pretty close to that operation capacity at the moment. We can do significantly more than what we are, but for us, it's about still providing a service, still providing the time to each and every one of our clients. So we're pretty close to that threshold now, but it's a threshold that's more important in terms of that value versus the actual quantity that we can churn out. We have both stepped away from corporate. We want to do something slightly different. We want that personalized service to each of our clients. I think if you know what your ethos are, what your end game is, and you can hold true to that, then no matter what challenge comes your way, you kind of, it all functions, it all fits to within that.
Yeah.
There's always things that come along and you kind of think maybe we should change direction, we should do this, we should do that. But all those needs to get assessed, and I think need to be assessed against what you set out to start to do. And I think Roy and I have held pretty true to that through the years. And yeah, we're pretty much at a point now where we're at a number where we're happy with what our production is, with what life is, and that we can still provide that high-end service to each client.
Okay. Seeing as we're touching on challenges and you've got a family business going there, any challenges working with Dad?
No, that's an absolute privilege every single day. Yeah, I think we've had one argument in 8 years, so that's a good thing.
Well done.
I think that probably for me personally is the greatest part of 2BH Coffee is the fact that I've got to work with a person who was my dad, A. B has always been a good friend, and now it's just an absolute privilege to work with him on a day-to-day basis. That really has been something very special.
If you can narrow it down, what is the one thing that you know now that you wish you'd known when you first started?
Don't doubt yourself. Yeah, you have value. As a small startup, you have value. Get out there, make it happen, get it done. Yeah.
Now, I'm listening and I hear the birds in the background and I know where you're sitting because I've sat there having conversations with you and I love the garden at 2BH. So I know that can be pretty rewarding. But what has been the most rewarding part of starting and growing 2BH? I mean, you've touched on things like, being able to spend that time with family and being with your dad. But if you could point out one most rewarding thing, what would that be?
From a business perspective, I'd say it's the people, yeah. Meeting new people, getting to know people, getting those people to become part of the family, pretty much. And I perhaps can take the moment to actually use you as an example of that. Getting to know the voice behind the deacon on the radio and to realize that there's just the most wonderful human with the most extraordinary family.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
That, for me, has been the most special thing about 2BH Coffee. We've got so many people that have become family to us through this whole process. So yeah, that to me is key.
Oh, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. I can't wait to get back to Swakop and come and sit in that garden and have another cup of coffee with you.
And we look forward as always.
Yeah, all the best for the rest of 2BH and the years to come.
Thank you very much, David. Have a great one, Philip.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.